Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the line, Michael Gaynor. He's running for mayor of Buffalo, election in just about 6 weeks. Michael, thanks for joining us this morning. A lot that we can get to, but how about we start with something in the news this week, the bonding issue for city projects in the city of Buffalo. The city, the mayor, Chris Scanlon, winning in state Supreme Court, though an appeal might be likely, saying the comptroller has to go through with these projects. If you were mayor, what do you think of this issue, and how would you have handled this? Do you think the right decision was made?
I do. I actually am really supportive of what the mayor did in this situation. I'm not exactly sure why it got to this point where the comptroller and the mayor, split ways, because they had been allies all through the spring session for the primary. But, you know, what was most important is that we've pretty much had flat line on capital investments over the last 20 years. And this was an opportunity to largely get reimbursable money into the pipeline to get some infrastructure projects done that are very much necessary and very much needed, and at very little cost to the taxpayers. So I think that, the right decision was made in the end. I was a little bit skeptical of, and when the capital budget was released last November, just given its size and given that it was an election year, I had a lot of skepticism, about how that money would be spent, and was a little bit curious how he had come up with that budget in such a short period of time. But that being said, although I may not agree with the whole $100 million capital budget, I'm excited that we're taking advantage of opportunities to leverage capital that, and investments that are reimbursable. And I think that that's the biggest opportunity here, and one that we almost lost for what appeared to be either personality or political reasons. I'm not quite sure what.
Well, Michael, I want to ask you about crime. James Gardner says sure. The city's in a crime crisis. He says it's the number one issue on the ballot. Sean Ryan, he says quality of life crimes have remained stubbornly high, and he said we need a renewed effort toward prevention and solving them. What's your plan to address crime in the city?
Well, I think it's a big picture. It's a big picture solution, and that's why I'm running. Because I will tell you this: what has been happening in Buffalo for the last 20 years is not working, and I'm somebody that's been working in the community. So to say that we have a crime issue. Yes, I think that, some of the nonviolent crimes, burglaries, I've talked to a lot of business owners that have struggled with that, car, break-ins, car theft, even with the whole Hyundai car issue. I think that all of these are troublesome and problematic. But if you look at violent crime across the board is significantly lower and down across the board in almost every category. So, what I think that this points to is less a crime crisis and more an economic crisis. And that it shines a light on one of the pillars of my platform, which is that we have to significantly invest in our communities. I'm an educator. I'm a community organizer. I've been running organizations and solving problems in the city for the last 20 years. I'm also a small business owner. And I can tell you that, you know, just being on the streets, living on the East Side for 20 years, that people are, you know, there's a dramatic need for young adult training programs. And one of the pillars of my platform is to invest in youth. I see around me people that run businesses. I see training programs at the Northland campus, union apprenticeship programs, all of them that are really looking for young people to fill, you know, available seats. And yet there's a lot of young people that just aren't ready for those positions. You know, when I came to Buffalo in 2005, the dropout rate was 50%. And what that speaks to is a failure of systems overall. Our educational system not providing adequate technical training for kids that learn differently. You know, extracurriculars, support programs, after school programs, programs that a lot of communities have that aren't as robust in Buffalo and don't provide the additional supports necessary, as well as, you know, investments in our community, you know, programming.
Well,
you know,
Michael, because we don't have a lot of time, I'll stop you right there and just ask.
Anyway, so
how do we pay for it?
Neighborhoods. We pay for it by it can be paid for, because let me just tell you, I'm going to first of all fundraise for this program to do it. But, you know, we're already spending lots of money on overtime. We're already spending lots of money on crime prevention, but it's not bringing about the desired outcome. So what we have to do is figure out how to take things off the plates of law enforcement, like a lot of our nuisance calls with mental health and homelessness. We're going to do that by shifting money from county coffers to do the work that they are supposed to be doing with money from the state to address those things. And then we're going to focus on taking money right now that the police are spending on overtime and other things. We just have to figure out ways to more efficiently do the work. And then as the spokesperson and as the leader of the city, I have to go out and fundraise to support the start of new programs. And I plan to do that because I have a vision for how to transform Buffalo in a big way.
Okay, so we've got a minute left. So in 30 seconds, let me ask you this. 33 Expressway.
Sure.
What should happen,
or
will anything happen?
Absolutely something will happen. If Buffalo elects me as their next leader, you can guarantee something's going to happen. And it's going to be something that's transformative. And I know that there's a lot of debate by your listeners about where the cars go, but I can tell you that I've been working on this issue for 2.5 years, and I've studied the traffic data, and I've looked at this project very closely, and I've spoke to traffic engineers, and I know that we have the best designed city in the world. And I know that, yes, it has deteriorated, and yes, it needs significant investments in our commercial corridors, Genesee, Seneca, Broadway, Fillmore, Kensington. But what we need to do is figure out a way to take cars off of a highway that concentrates volume in one spot and creates negative health outcomes, and put them back on our commercial streets where they can support economic opportunity for the East Side community.
All right, Michael, thanks so much for the time this morning. We appreciate it. Michael Gaynor, running for Buffalo mayor.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah,
you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.